and what we watered the stock and all was,
why did you use an oak bucket to drink water out of?
The water was better out of it and stayed cool longest. We didn't have any ice back then.
Oh, I see. What would you call the object that you'd carry milk in?
Milk pail.
All right. What sort of container did you use to carry food to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
What did you fry your eggs in?
Skillet.
What was it made out of?
Cast iron.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil?
Wash pot.
Would you use this for anything else besides the wash?
Heat water to scrub.
Did you ever use it in your cooking in any way? You didn't. It was just to...
Water to wash your clothes and to boil your clothes. And to heat, back then you used sharp brooms to scrub with. You didn't have carpet on the floors. Mm-hmm. And you scrub with a sharp broom and used hot water. Mm. And you had to water in a wash pot.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in your house?
Flower pot.
If it were kind of fancy, what would you call it?
Urn.
Did you have any other names? Say if you cut a flower out of the garden and
vase.
A vase, all right. What are the eating utensils that you set on each plate when you're setting the table for supper? In other words, what type of eating things?
Knife and fork and spoon.
All right. If you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak what by the plate.
Steak knives.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she...
dries them.
What does she do before she puts them in soap and washes, and then she...
wrenches.
Right. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish towel.
The washing...
washcloth.
What did you call it? Just the one where you actually scrub?
Back then, we used it to dish rag. Called mm-hmm. it a dish rag.
Okay, and that's the one where you actually mm-hmm. used to wash the dishes. What did you call the rag or cloth where you dried the dishes?
Dish towel.
What did you call the small square of terry cloth that you used to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
And after bathing, what did you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Just the towel is all mm-hmm. you called it? What do you turn on at the water pipe or the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
All right.
Or tap.
Which one?
Faucet or tap.
Either one. Did you call it back then a faucet?
We didn't have a faucet or tap back then.
When did you get your first sink, actually, in your house?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
So long since Pat married.
It was after, in the 50s, 1950s?
In 1950, when I married Massey and we moved to town.
Uh-huh. So actually, had wash...
No, I had, when we lived in Laurel, we had water in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they called them taps.
That was when you lived in the city of Laurel,
uh-huh.
Right?
And when then Pat you moved, was born.
And then you moved out to the
country
and you didn't actually have a sink.
No, it didn't have a sink then until I married Massey in 50 and we moved back to town.
I see. And when you lived in town and had the sink, you called the...
tap.
You called it a tap. Okay. If it was so cold last night, what would your pipes do?
Freeze.
Okay. And if they stuck, if they... really